slang terms for that. So, how about if it was a sheep pasture? Any other word?
I don't think there's that much problem with sheep.
I don't think it makes patty for starters. Not sure, but how about horses? Any a term for what that was?
Well, horse apples.
Apples, yes.
I've heard that.
Yes. Different shape, so. Any name for a pack of wild horses?
A pack of wild horses? Well, I know if they are wild and they're out on the plains, they're usually called Mustangs, but I don't know about a pack.
The group, I don't either. Yeah.
I suppose just a herd.
A herd. Yeah. That could be wild or tame. Just a group. Okay. What wild animals did you find in the area, especially back when you were a child, when there were more?
Well, there were bobcats. Mm-hmm. And occasionally you'd hear tales of a mountain lion.
Mm-hmm.
Up in around Fort Tejon in that area, there were bear.
Black bears?
Yeah. In the early days, there were grizzly. Do you know that the Hudson Bay Company sent their people down as far as Fort Tejon for grizzly bear?
And they got them for the coats to make...
Now that's a far piece from Canada.
No kidding.
Of course, there were all kinds. There were snakes and that sort of thing, you know.
Rattlesnakes
and king snakes, yeah.
How about things that you'd have to protect domestic pets from?
Well, they had coyote, mm-hmm. a lot of coyote.
Would they get cats sometimes?
Yeah.
Bob and I see them all the time in Northridge. Up near that Congregational Church where that kind of wilderness area is. And raccoons.
Oh, yes. There are two raccoons that my neighbor sees all the time up in her tree in front.
Yeah.
And we've had possum. But we did not have those that we would see in town. Now in Newhall, they have some of those.
Maybe because of development, their territory is being shifted.
Yes, that's right. They would be coming into town more.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And needing food because wherever they got it before, they couldn't.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about a small animal with a bushy tail that lives in trees and eats nuts?
The squirrels?
Yes.
We didn't have many.
No.
No.
Here, yes.
There were ground squirrels.
Yes.
And up in the mountains, you would see a squirrel once in a while if you were, you know, hiking. Mm-hmm. But around town, we did not have squirrels.
There are a lot here.
I have lots of squirrels around here. In fact, I have one. I can almost set the clock by it. At 10 o'clock, he's down that front tree.
Yeah, I like them. Are you familiar with prairie dogs?
No, I know what they are, and I've read about them and all, but we didn't have prairie dogs out there.
No, it's not the right state even, I think. Do you know what people call their communities, though? Prairie dogs, okay. And to you, a prairie dog is different from a gopher.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Have you had gophers
here? We've had them here, yeah, but we had gophers in Newhall.
Yeah.
But, when I was little, there was so little water in town, and it was so expensive that nobody had a yard. Now, when my neighbor would put in that garden that Plumbago had dug up,
yeah.
She sometimes would have gophers there.